you handle the arm in this procedure. This slide shows the same group of patients, but looking at the long-term surgical outcomes, in other words, the patients requiring secondary procedures. Again, I'll draw your attention to the fact that for the mini-flat group, these are very low, reduction augmentation in 7% of patients, obviously no implant exchange, and a very small number requiring nipple areola reconstruction. If you compare that with the full mastectomy group, there's a greater need for contralateral procedures to achieve symmetry. 30% of these patients required implant exchange, either for mainly for capsule formation after radiotherapy, and 1 in 5 required nipple areola reconstruction. So if you go back to that, the revisional rate or secondary procedure rate is 7 times higher after full mastectomy than after mini-flat reconstruction.